Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
When you need to do more with less, Upwork helps you hire fast without the overhead. Find expert freelancers in design, marketing, IT, AI, and more. Never tried Upwork? Now's the perfect time. Spend your first $1,000 and get $200 in credit for your next project. No upfront costs. No long-term commitments. Just $200 to reinvest in what matters. Go to Upwork.com/save to get started. That's UPWORK.com/SAVE. Upwork.com/save.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Just like, I have to do this. It doesn't matter. They're not going to care. They're not going to notice. And just right over his head.
You gave that more thought than I think he did.
Yeah, probably just, did. Probably did.
I think he was just literally, he says, I have to do this. So I'm going to do this. And that's, and he's just, I studied it. I got to make sure I don't have my fingerprints on anything. Commit this crime. I got to act for a period of time. Manta, I think he's working in blocks of time that he thought were going to be appropriate. That's why he didn't turn his cell phone off from the time he thought of committing a murder, like a year maybe prior to actually committing it. If he was doing it from that, if he was actually really, really thinking deeply, again, let's assume it's him and he's not convicted yet, obviously. But if he, from the single point that he said, I'm going to need to, I need to do this to feel some of rush. This is what my plan is. From that point on is when he should actually start turning his cell phone off when he goes out for a drive, rather than in a time block, like the night of it, because now it's too obvious. He has to, in order to hide in plain sight, you actually have to create plain sight, normal behavior over a large period of time. That was what is now, granted, I feel like I'm giving instructions on every serial killer out there, but you got to establish periods of time. I only do this because literally, how do, when we're recruiting a spy, how does a spy hide in plain sight? They didn't go from zero to spying for us. They went over a period of time. They established a pattern of behavior over years and decades of being able to have covert conversations with us that would look like they're not to everyone else. I know I'm kind of being a little coy there, but in these cases, I think if he was actually doing a good job, he would have been thinking longer term of establishing patterns of behavior. I mean, think of, you know, we're just talking about the Huerman case. Huerman established a pattern of behavior slowly escalating over a huge period of time. You know, all these other serial killers, but he's brand new, fresh, and he was thinking so compartmentalized right in here. That was thankfully for us and the investigators a flaw.
What do you think that drive was like all the way across the country with his dad? Obviously, they got pulled over twice. We saw some very concerned looking Koberger at that moment in time. Dad was pretty much just chill, but we saw Brian. He was a little bit alarmed in those body cam videos. But what do you think that was like when the cops weren't there, when there wasn't that scary moment of, oh, my God, am I about to get caught? But just the two of them, you know, sitting there chatting, father, son, do you think it was a normal drive that they would have had before these crimes were allegedly committed by him? Or do you think there might have been something off in that drive that they'll be able to pull out of him in cross-examination?
That's a great question, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, we don't have a lot of data points on before and after with Koberger. But you know, just on the few interactions we had from the dad and law enforcement, his dad's behavior looked pretty normal. Mm-hmm. And remember, so he's used to his son's behavior being a little off throughout his entire life. He's used to his son's having a dark. So what we do know is his son has had, you know, Koberger's had dark times in his life before. So his dad's used to Koberger having darkness, having stress, having problems. And so that's a normal that his dad's been used to. Also, remember, Brian was actually going through some really tough times at the university where he's about to be kicked out of the PhD program. He had complaints filed against him. And so if Brian had an off behavior, that would actually account for that off behavior to the dad. So for the dad was helping maybe him talk about these problems he's having at the university, not realizing that that added stress he had or the problem solving behaviors that he knew he had to get into as a dad was actually triggered by murder and not being triggered by him having problems at the university. In other words, I think Brian was able to potentially hide that behavior in plain sight because he actually was having problems at the university already. So the dad just thought this was another problem with Brian. But in other words, the behaviors Brian's exhibiting was because of a murder or committing a murder. And the dad thought that same behavior might have been triggered by dealing with problems at the university.
It's like it's masking the fear with something else. Like, oh, well, it's just this. It's like my daughter made an interesting observation the other day when we were on a flight. She said, Dad, why are there so many horror movies that they give you to watch on your flights? If you like take the free entertainment thing. There's a lot of horror in there on any flights. And I'm like, that is interesting. And I kind of came to the conclusion of, well, you're basically diverting your fear. If you have a fear of flying, but maybe you like horror movies, you can push that fear over there where it's harmless. It's a movie. Nothing can happen of it, but you can still feel that fear, but know that there's something over here that it's not real at the end of the day. And then you're not focusing on your fear over here where, you know, not good odds, but there is a potential for something scary to happen. But when you divert it over there, it makes everything okay because you can just tell yourself it's just a movie, and then you land and you're not worried about the plane crashing. Same sort of thing, or it could be worse.
It
could be that, but it's not. It's the movie. It's just diverting. Right. It's taking that emotion, that fear, that scariness of could my son have done this, and just rationalizing it away to, it's this. It's this over here because this makes rational sense because it's such a weird diversion from reality to think that your son would have killed four students. But at the same point, that's an interesting thing in this whole case. We see so many cases where people do absolutely horrific things and you still have the family standing behind them, not necessarily believing in their innocence, but standing behind them in a compassionate way, in a humanistic way of okay, this, yeah, they're not, there's something wrong here, but I'm going to stand behind that person because that's all they have right now. This case seems a little different. It feels, this is just my conjecture. I can't imagine the family's like, you know, chomping at the bit to get up there on the stand and testify against Brian, but if I'm reading the tea leaves correctly, they certainly don't seem like they're all that opposed of being out there and doing what's right in a case like this and putting their, you know, familial emotions aside, those memories of Christmas morning when they were kids or whatever. You got to think there's some positive memories in this family. Or is there not? I mean, maybe Brian has just been a real thorn in everyone's side their whole life. And no one can quite figure out what the hell is up with him. And they knew at some point it was going to come crashing down and this happens to be the way it did.
I think this entire thing is devastating for the family.
Yeah.
You know, and from what I've read, you know, the dad, you know, Koberger's dad reaches out to the victims' families.
Yeah.
And gives his compassion there. I mean, and there were moments as a parent that there was greatness that they saw and relief and excitement, you know, when Brian graduated college and when he got accepted to the PhD program, when he overcame his drug addiction, when he got healthy, when he started losing weight. I mean, there's lots of moments as a dad that you've experienced with your own daughter, you know, that we have these moments that you hold on to regardless of anything. So, but at the same time, you know, the family, especially the dad, has exhibited the ability to be objective because he turned him into police when he's doing a drug addiction, you know, with drugs, you know. And so I think they're law abiding, but at the same time, they're compassionate. I think they're just parents that struggled with a really, really problem child doing the best they could with what they had is, again, my impression from it. I think they're going to be truthful.
Yeah.
With everything. I don't think they're going to try to paint anything. I think they're going to answer the questions as they're asked is the best way I can put it.
Do you think the prosecutors are going to need to take some steps ahead of time to really kind of help them learn how to separate the emotional memories that they have of their son from the factual testimony that they're going to give? If you were, you know, trying to advise them, like, hey, you know, we appreciate you doing this. This is not easy. My God, I can't imagine the place you're in. How do you talk to that family to help them go through something like that?
I would do just like you said. I would, because of the way they've presented themselves already, I would just validate the fact that I see the pain you're in. I see how horrible this is. And, you know, let me know your tempo, your pace of what you need to be able to do this. But I'm with you. I'm compassionate for what you're going through, and just do it like that. Because I, you know, I think his parents and the sister, I think the family members are probably going to be one of the most damning things against Brian. And it's probably going to kill the parents of that, because I think they are going to be able to lay out these behavior patterns that are going to be very damning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to crush them to be able to do that. I mean, think about that. I mean, your testimony is probably what's going to potentially kill your son.
Yeah.
At the same time, they're struggling with the fact that his son took the life of four others. I mean, it's just such a, this is the most, this is horrendously devastating for them. And I think the prosecution from, again, the human beings we're seeing good human beings trying to do good things for others and right wrongs, or at least bring justice to the wrongs. And it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a big challenge.
One more complete conjecture question. It's a piece of evidence that we know exists. We don't know what's in it as of yet. It's the note to dad that was found in his apartment. And that's all we know it was called, note to dad. Could be nothing. I mean, it could literally be like a note that he wanted to give his dad when he was going to pick him up and remind him to, you know, pick up more milk or something. Who knows? Or, you know, if we're looking a little bit darker here, it was left in the apartment. It wasn't something that he brought along with him when his dad picked him up. It was there almost, if it is what we think it is, a note that he could get to his dad. Investigators would find it eventually if he were to be caught down the road. I mean, that almost, that shows, if it is that Koberger was thinking he might get caught, and maybe there's some words that he wanted to say to his dad. If it's that, what do you think is in that note?
You know, I think the note just says how much he loves his dad and appreciates him.
Yeah.
I think it's really simple. I don't think Koberger is going to leave anything that incriminated himself. But I think he wanted something to let his dad know that he sees what his dad has done for him his entire life.
Yeah. It shows a little bit of humanity in a character that otherwise doesn't seem to have a whole lot of it. It's interesting. Yeah. You know, they can kind of weave in and out at times.
He struggled with it. You know, we saw from his earlier writings and blog postings that we think were his. I mean, he wanted to do right. He wanted to be a better person. He kept taking steps to do that. And his evil side just got a hold of him. Mm-hmm. I literally think it's what it was. He struggled with it, and I think everyone around him struggled with it. And unfortunately, four beautiful young lives were destroyed, as well as the families, because he couldn't overcome and made some really, really horrendous choices with the evil inside of him.
Want true crime coverage all day? every day? Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today and get the latest cases delivered right to your feed.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.